Welcome to Life Words Day by Day, where we're studying 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we get into the list of the gifts that Paul mentions. And the first gift mentioned is the giving of a word of wisdom. A major point to keep in mind as we deal with this particular gift, and all the gifts really, is to see if Paul has spoken of wisdom previously in this letter. And we will remember that Paul has absolutely dealt with the subject of wisdom in chapters 1 and 2. Chapter 1, verse 17, Paul wrote, "For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, and not with words of eloquent wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power." Paul goes on to distinguish between the wisdom of the world and the wisdom of God in the rest of chapter 1, and then also in chapter 2. So for instance, in chapter 2, verse 6, he says, "Yet among the mature we do impart wisdom, although it's not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are doomed to pass away." Now, here's why it's important to keep this in mind. First, the subject of wisdom is not distant in Paul's mind, and neither is it distant in the minds of the Corinthians. In fact, it was one of the major dividing issues that was plaguing the church. Who had the wisest leader, or who was spiritually wise? Do you remember the sarcastic tone Paul took in chapter 4 whenever he wrote in verse 10, "We are fools for Christ, but you are wise in Christ"? These are not just random gifts that Paul is pulling out of the thin air in chapter 12. The gift of wisdom was in desperate need of being understood and executed correctly within the church. So, what is the gift of wisdom? Wisdom is commonly defined as the art of living well, or the practical application of knowledge to a person's life. But that's not specific enough given all that Paul has already said. Paul makes it known that there is a wisdom of the world, and actually, that wisdom of the world makes a little bit of sense to us. For instance, if you're going to launch a worldwide movement, it would make sense to get some of the popular movers and shakers on board with what you're doing. But the wisdom of God said, "I think I'll take the unwise, the weak, those that are not of noble birth, in order to shame the wise and the powerful." That's how God's wisdom works in the gospel, so that a person can only boast in Christ and not in themselves. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30, "He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, whom God made our wisdom and righteousness." Colossians chapter 2, verse 3, "In Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge." Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13, "We impart this in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual." So the gift of wisdom is not simply the art of living well, or simply the practical application of knowledge, although there is that type of wisdom. But the gift of wisdom seems to have to do with the sharing of how to practically and winsomely live life from a Christ-centered, Spirit-based foundation, which would definitely aid in the building up of the church. When you pray today, please remember Michael Poirier and his family, our missionaries in Canada. And also remember the Ndindiweli LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.